T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's jump onto it. Butch Davis, FIU head football coach, joining us this morning. Butch, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Joe. Good morning to you and Zach both.
Well, we're fired up. We probably had too much coffee here.
So we're
ready to go. By the way, I'm really fascinated by the camps, and not the fact you guys have all the camps, coach, but also you're able to bring in other schools with it, which obviously brings in a lot more players. And it's a great opportunity, and I just wanted to ask, I had so many different questions. How do you pick the schools that you allow to come in? I'm always curious with that.
Yeah. Well, Joe, the very first camp that we have every year for the last 3 seasons is obviously it's an Adidas-sponsored camp.
Okay.
So any of the Adidas schools that across the country, Texas A&M, you know, and obviously, you know, any of the other Adidas schools, they're free to come in because we get a chance to go to theirs.
Gotcha.
And so, you know, the first year, I think we had like 850 kids at that particular camp, and it's been about that number, somewhere between 750 and 850 every. To be honest with you, and they bring coaches that actually help us work the camps. They help time the 40s, the short shuttles, and do some of the position-specific drills and those kinds of things. So they get a chance to evaluate. And Joe, really, to be honest with you, it's good for the kids in South Florida
Great.
To come to these kind of camps because they get a chance to kind of showcase who they are, get themselves on the radar. Not everybody's going to be a top 25, a 5-star player and get opportunities to go. And then the other camps that we have, we just kind of hand select. Like 2 years ago, Nick Saban and Urban Meyer both came down from Ohio State and Alabama, and they brought their staffs. And we try to get a lot of the lower division schools, NAIA schools, Division II, Division III, because there's a lot of kids that, you know, need a scholarship to those schools. And so we had the University of Minnesota. We had Alabama last Saturday. They came in. And we've extended invitations to other schools for this Thursday's camp. So we just kind of, you know, help different geographic regions and stuff, but it obviously, you know, the motivation one is it does help drive kids to the camp, and the more kids you can get to the camp, the better you know, your recruiting should be.
Butch, and the follow up to that is, have you ever offered somebody a scholarship off of watching them at 7-on-7 or run around, even though you haven't seen them on tape? Have you ever done that?
Probably not, to be honest with you, Joe. I mean, going back to Miami and North Carolina and here, I mean, we pretty much know the kids that are coming to the camp, the pre-registration
stuff.
And so we've either watched them personally in spring practice or we've seen them play as a sophomore, junior. And so we've kind of seen them on film, but I take that back. To be honest with you, there was a kid that we signed in last year's class, tight end Joe Hawker from Cincinnati, that just showed up. He came to camp, and he was a 6'5", 245-pound kid that he played running back, wide receiver, defensive end, linebacker in high school. He was at his high school in Cincinnati. They were 29-0, and they were the state champions in basketball his junior year. And as soon as we saw him doing stuff in camp and the way he worked out, we said, let's go get some film and see if this guy's as good
quickly.
As that. Yeah, as quick as possible. But, yeah, rarely does that happen.
Okay.
Butch, how much has the camp scene in the last 5 years changed just kind of how recruiting is? Because like you said, you bring in coaches from other schools, smaller schools, whatever it is. But how much has this changed? Because back in the day when you were recruiting in Miami, there weren't camps like this. There weren't or there weren't highly publicized. How much has this changed the recruiting game totally?
Well, the vast numbers have changed. I mean, we always had them at Miami, and we'd get 150 to 200 kids at a particular camp and stuff. And, you know, it's driven, to be honest with you, Zach, one of the things that we try to do is we try to minimize the cost for the kids, because we don't want any kid. I mean, we sent coaches last 2 weeks ago up into Georgia to go to a couple of camps there, and they were charging $100 for each kid for an hour and a half of a camp, and we charge $40. We want to make it, you know, to where no kid, if he wants to come, he gets a chance to come and do the entire day. And, you know, so, but it has. I mean, obviously, camps across the country have grown. I mean, Nike has their camps, Adidas has them, Under Armour, and then schools independently. Like, after our Adidas camp is over with, everything that we do is strictly funded and raised by, you know, by FIU. And Joe, I'm going to do a little bit of plug, but there are some people in Dade County that absolutely helps make this go. Ed Williamson at Williamson Cadillac and Esserman, you know, Acura. And there was a lot of these companies that made, you know, some money donations to help us fund these camps, because you can't
pay
for it.
Wow, that's great.
You know,
we love Ed, so $40. You can pump Ed all you want, man. Ed's the best.
Oh, he's awesome. I mean, but there's a lot of other restaurants and places, you know, catch of the day. And so, you know, and we're grateful for them, because, you know, it probably takes somewhere in the neighborhood of over $100,000 to $150,000 to put these things on.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I'm all for bringing them all in, making them more attractive, and our kids love to compete down here. They really do. Hey, we got to talk about recruiting. We had a show a couple weeks ago. We were talking about great recruiters at UM, and everybody was the Butch Davis name kept popping up. Butch, I was curious, and this goes back to Jimmy talking about some of the recruiting you did out of state. And, and what was it about? Like, what makes a great recruiter after you've been so good at it as a head coach and as an assistant or coordinator? You've always been really good in-state and out-of-state. What makes a great recruiter where one guy goes, I don't really want to deal with those little 50-year-old brats, and I just want to do X's and O's and leave the other stuff? What makes a great recruiter?
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to understand that recruiting is the lifeblood of your program. I mean, if you don't have guys on your staff and the head coach or whoever, if they can't recruit, you're probably not going to be very good. I mean, you get a whole ton of guys that X's and O's and draw on the board and stuff, but if you're playing with bad players, you're not going to win. So you better get off your butt and get out and hustle. And I think it's, you know, it's building relationships with the kids, you know, and their families, and finding out to them what's important in the decision-making process. What are they looking for besides the football? How important is academics, and how important is it to maybe potentially have a chance to play in the National Football League and play after college, and, you know, and what kind of environment do they want to be in, you know? And so, you know, when you do those kinds of things, and you find out, you know, who helps them make the decision in the family,
right,
you have a chance to become a pretty good recruiter.
Well, that's a lot of homework. You sound like an investigative reporter talking about, all right, who knows this kid the best? Yep. Uncle John, where the hell is he? Let's go talk to him. It's crazy.
You know what, guys? It was actually easier earlier in my career helping Jimmy at Oklahoma State and then at Miami, because, you know, the amount of time that you could spend on the road was kind of somewhat unlimited. I mean, you could see kids, you know, once a week at times, you know, and you could watch them play basketball, wrestle, play baseball, run track, and so you could track a kid for like a year and a half, and you knew more about a kid then than certainly even now. I mean, because the restrictions of being able to home visits and no contacts in the spring and all those kinds of things, I mean, it makes you work harder behind the scenes to find people in the kids' lives, you know, his church, who's his buddies, and who will give you the truth about a kid.
Hey, Butch, you were with Jimmy Johnson for 15 years. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. Three different stops, including what you guys did with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Well, what do you learn from I was just watching the Jimmy Johnson story on the NFL Network last night, and I was thinking about, I knew you were coming on, 15 years, and what do you learn from Jimmy Johnson, who did it at both levels?
Yeah, you know what, guys? I mean, obviously, I mean, there was a lot of things that I think made Jimmy successful. I mean, you know, his ability to identify talent was really, really good. I mean, he could look at a kid, you know, whether he'd come in as a freshman and you'd recruit him as a strong safety, and he goes, he's going to be our starting wheel linebacker. And, you know, his ability to move kids around, that was really good. He built great relationships with guys that were difference makers, whether it was Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, at different levels. He was always really, really good at that. His attention to detail and his organizational things was unbelievable. You may have heard the story about going to playing San Francisco in the first playoff game, going before we won the first Super Bowl, and he's got a map. He calls everybody, come down to out of the hotel rooms at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, okay, well, it's flooded here. Don't blitz when the ball's on this hash on the left side, down inside the 30-yard line. Over here, you know, it's going to be sloppy, so you know, make sure that everybody, you know, does a good job in tackling. Those were kind of things that Jimmy did that people just, you know, they never really knew behind the scenes and stuff. And I think he had a really good ability to the people that he hired, you know, whether it was North Turner, Dave Wanstead, me being fortunate enough. I mean, he always had just an unbelievably really good staff and guys that were good teachers, good coaches, guys that could build relationships with the players. And you know, he was pretty amazing.
Jimmy, one of those guys sits down in a kid's house for recruiting. It's hard not to love that guy.
Very much so. Yeah, obviously at Miami, it was easier to sell kids because of the high profile of the program and having, you know, Howard had won a national championship, and then we started rolling and going to January 1 bowl games and those kinds of things. But I sat in living rooms with him at Oklahoma State, and we're battling, you know, Arkansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma and all the people in that geographic region. And he could sit in the home and he could convince the families and stuff that, you know, that the program was on the rise, that we were building things. And ultimately guys like Leslie O'Neal and Thurman Thomas, I mean, there was an awful lot of high profile players that Jimmy played a huge role in getting them to come to Oklahoma State.
Hey, Butch, I wanted to ask you, we got a little thing with UCF. We haven't been best of friends with them. We've had some issues with them. I just want to ask you, they recruit a lot over here, but they have really had problems with some big, big schools that wanted to do the 2-for-1. You come to our school twice, we'll go to your school once, and they're going, no, we deserve better. We're just as good. We want to be treated like a top school. I'm just curious, you got an opinion on that?
I think it's a mistake. I would play the 2-for-1 just to get a chance to play for it. I mean, I go back to the early 80s when we went to Miami in 1984. I mean, we were on the road. We played, obviously, it was the kickoff classic, but we played Auburn and New York and came back, and then we played Michigan, Florida, and Purdue. The first four games of the season were all on the road.
Wow.
And we never played Michigan, never came back to the Orange Bowl. I mean, we were playing games. You know, there was a little bit of a give and take with the Notre Dame series and at that time, kind of Miami to kind of build a program with Lou Saban and Howard and Jimmy, was like, we'll play you anywhere, anytime, you know, just let us get in the door and we'll play you. And I think if I was at UCF, you know, I think, you know, just to get a Florida or to get a huge, gigantic, high-profile program on your schedule, you may have to give the a 2-for-1.
Right. I appreciate your opinion on that. All right.
What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. Mistake, like the UCF, big mistake not taking that Florida, that 2-for-1 for Florida. Mm-hmm. If you're as good as you think you are, go up and play them. It's only going to help. And I totally agree. I don't get their attitude. The AD, I don't get him. And honestly, I don't get the head coach who apparently can't get up early enough to come on the show. That's got to be a first for a head. Well, that'd be a second for a head coach. You can't get up early. You know, all you guys get up friggin' like 5 in the friggin' morning. You're drinking coffee. Your wife's trying to talk to you, and you're already thinking about a recruit at Booker T or Central or Northwestern. I know you, Butch.
You got to get one thing done. I've invited Joe now for 2.5 years.
Okay.
To come to practice, okay? So I'm going to have to send an Uber to pick him up.
Down here. Probably the safest way, and put a coffee in there, and you'll get him down there. Don't worry.
What, Butch? I'm coming out. I'm coming out this year and watch practice.
Yep. There you go.
I appreciate it. Hey, Butch, thanks, man. Good luck with the camp this weekend. And I know you got a 4-hour camp there with a lot of kids coming, so I appreciate you coming on with us. Thank you.
And I'll tell you one other thing, Joe, about that, those camps. One of the most successful things that we've had is our 7-on-7 tournament that we started it, and we're getting probably somewhere 24 to 30 teams. We're giving everybody five games. We're getting kids from all over the entire state. We had teams from Tallahassee, Pensacola. We had some teams come from Georgia,
kids love
South
to compete.
Carolina.
Wow.
And it's awesome. They come, well, and you know what drives them, to be honest with you? Those kids from a long ways and outside the state, they want to come down here because they know how good Northwestern is, and
right.
Booker T. Washington,
no question.
And Central, and a lot, and they go, you know what? Let's go down and find out how good we are, and that's impressive that they're willing to take that challenge
yep.
and come down and play some of the great teams in South Florida. So it's a lot of fun, and that's at the end of July, right before everybody reports to training camp.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because we said one thing about our kids: they'll play 7-on-7 football 7 days a week,
anywhere
you want
yep.
with anybody. There's no question. Butch, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right, that was Butch Davis, head coach at FIU, on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.